News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemies law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia. A U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News. Pope Francis is back at the Vatican. He was released from a Rome hospital Sunday where he had been treated for over a month, says ABC's Lionel Moise.
Some still concerned about his health.
Bueno, se enfermó, pero hoy...
This nun from Colombia saying, "Today I had the joy of seeing him. I was very happy, but at the same time, I felt sad because he didn't look well." Doctors say the Pope's condition has stabilized enough to return to his Vatican residence, but he will still need treatment, including oxygen and physiotherapy.
Mia Love, the first black woman elected to Congress as a Republican, died at 49. She was diagnosed with brain cancer in 2022. And former New York Yankees all-star Brett Gardner and his wife said in a statement their 14-year-old son Miller died on a family vacation, saying he and several other family members got sick and he died peacefully in his sleep Friday, adding they have so many questions and so few answers. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Motor Vehicles, is now offering students ages 15 to 17 the opportunity to take the DMV's knowledge test from the convenience of their own home with parent or guardian supervision. The knowledge test is a two-part exam that covers rules for the road and important road signs. This new online process is available to students who have completed the classroom portion of their training and after the driver training school has notified the DMV. DMV Administrator Tommy Winkler said, quote, "We know today's students and families are very busy, and this option gives them flexibility to take the test when DMVs would be closed. Students who pass will still need to visit a Wisconsin DMV to obtain their instructor permit, but they can be in and out in 15 minutes. End quote. The Wisconsin DMV is joining 11 other states in providing this online option through Noda Drive, the DMV's contracted knowledge test vendor. The $10 fee for the online service will go to the vendor, while the DMV will continue to offer the test for free in DMV customer service centers. The online test will reflect the same content, look, and feel as those conducted within the DMV service centers. For more information, visit wisconsindmv.gov. Monday, March 31st, from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Phillips Public Library is proud to present Can You Grow It? This is a Q&A panel comprised of local community members who have backgrounds and experience in gardening, horticulture, ecology, and botany. You'll have the opportunity to learn essential gardening techniques, relearn the basics of soil preparation, watering, and plant care, how to grow herbs and vegetables at home with simple methods to cultivate fresh produce in your backyard, composting and sustainable gardening tips, such as ways to reduce and create nutrient-rich compost to support plant growth, and there's even going to be a hands-on planting session where you can get practical experience by planting your own seedlings to take home. All skill levels are welcome, and you can bring any questions you may have for panel members to answer. Once again, this is happening Monday, March 31st from 4 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. For more information, you can call 715-339-2868. 6 years ago, Wisconsin School District did away with a punitive truancy law. Now it says it made a mistake and a truancy law is needed. Lisa Hale has more.
Skipping school could equal breaking the law once again in Appleton. The Appleton Area School District is asking the city to consider reintroducing a truancy law. Superintendent Greg Hartjes told the Appleton Common Council Wednesday night that the district is facing chronic absenteeism. He said last year, over 1,000 students missed 18 or more school days. Almost 300 of them missed more than 50 days last year. Hartjes says they don't want to go back to the days of punitive measures and truancy courses. court, but they want something to help them reach and support the students who are not coming to school. The Appleton Common Council took no action on the issue. It will decide if it will reenact truancy laws at a future meeting.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
When it comes to trust and top-notch service, Mazzano Chevrolet of Minocqua delivers. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Now through the end of the month, get 2.9% financed up to 72 months to qualified buyers on select 2025 Chevy Silverados, including the popular 5.3 V8s in stock. Plus, treat yourself to the best service with a state-of-the-art alignment and wheel balance on their brand-new Hunter alignment system. Visit Mazzano Chevrolet on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the 8th national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
That's head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
And champions were crowned over the weekend at the boys' state basketball tournament in Madison. Division I, Marshfield defeated Wanakee to grab the title. In Division II, it was Wauwatosa West defeating Racine Park. Division III had Milwaukee Academy of Science topping Freedom. Division IV, Aquinas out of La Crosse beat Bonduelle. And in Division V, Cochrane Fountain City is the boys' state champion.
The Outdoor Report is brought to you on WCQM by Lakeside Property Services and Management of Park Falls. Find Lakeside on Facebook.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs, from mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
I'm Rob Gerisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. A huge story broke in Outdoor News recently. For the first time in more than a century, wild cougar cubs have been found in the Western Great Lakes region. I'll tell you more specifically where when we return. But first, you fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish. The Michigan Department of Natural Resources announced on Thursday, March 13th, that for the first time in more than a century, wild mountain lion cubs had been discovered living in the Michigan wild. Biologists confirmed the existence of two cougar cubs on private land in Ontonagon County in Michigan's western Upper Peninsula. That's about 40 minutes north of the Wisconsin border and less than 3 hours from Duluth, Minnesota. The spotted cubs, believed to be 7 to 9 weeks old, were verified from photos of the cubs taken on March 6th by a local resident. This is the first time wild cougar cubs have been verified in the Western Great Lakes region since the big cats were hunted out of existence in the early 1900s. Cougars are native to the region, and a couple times per year, trail cameras pick up images of young male cougars traveling across the region from the western United States where there's a breeding population. That's why these new images are borderline historic. For the first time in a century, there's sign of cougar reproductive activity in the Western Great Lakes region. I'm Rob Gerisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Check out our website at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. A little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon, and we will be mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high 42 today, tonight clear 18, tomorrow partly cloudy 44. By Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23. 98 Q
Country. I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. Don't know why. I have to drive so fast, my car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2. It's a race and there ain't no room for someone in second place. I'm in a hurry to get things done. I rush and rush until there's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why. I'm in a hurry to get things done, oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Dance to a dashboard, singing R.E.M. under summer stars. Never lean back on a jet black Chevy, blowing smoke rings in the dark. You don't wanna be a rumor girl, and I feel just the same. Yeah, I know that you don't know me well, but we can make that change. When was the last time you did something for the first? Baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your hair down, feel alive. When was the last time you did something for the first time? Say you never drank from the bottle of some $2 wine, run barefoot through the mud. Never had the right kiss stolen from your lips while you watch the sun go up. Well, I know your friends are watching and they probably disapprove.
follow that feeling. A baby, something new is what you're needing. Like a real night, let your hair down, feel alive, alive. When was the last time, oh, you did something for the first time? Girl, tell me, baby,
staring out into the wild blue yonder, so many thoughts to sit and ponder about life. And this emptiness in my heart. Too old to be wild and free still, too young to be over the hill shoe. Trying to grow up, but who knows where to start. So I just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Sun comes up and sun sinks down, and I've seen them both in this tourist town. Up for days in the rain, just trying to search my soul for all the answers and the reasons why I'm at these crossroads in my life, and I really don't know which way to go. So I'll just sit right here and have another beer in Mexico, do my best to waste another day. Sit right. Waste another day. Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. Let the warm air melt these blues away. Down in Mexico.
Got gone. I bet you think I'm still sitting here alone, all tore up like a whiskey label, staring at the key that you left on the table. Hate to tell you, baby, but you got it wrong. No, I ain't
missing you like crazy. I'm keeping better company lately. I'm doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Well, I'm turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? And I got friends like that. About this time you and I'd be tangled up. Yeah, but that's alright. This fire's been keeping me warm enough. Holding on to you, girl, who needs that? I got a wide knuckle grip on a whiskey glass. When it gets down to ice, I just fill it back up. Blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Waylon turned up on a JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you? But I got friends like that. Yeah, I got friends like that. Yeah. Telling me I don't need you no more.
Telling me I don't need you no more.
This kind of thing is what friends are for. Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Doing all right for the shape I'm in. Sitting by the fire with some damn good friends. Willie on my left, Jack on my right, blowing that smoke on a Friday night. Willie turned up on the JBL. Girl, you probably think I'm going through hell. But I don't care if you never come back. Cause who needs you when I got friends like that?
Ready?
Are you ready for this?
Playing the greatest country in the world to the greatest listeners on the planet.
Thank you!
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
She looked so much like a lady, but she was so much like a child. Never when she held me close, an angel when she smiled. She always held it deep inside, but somehow I always knew she'd go away when the grass turned green and the sky turned baby blue. And baby blue was the color of her. Like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. She brought colors to my life that my eyes had never touched. When she taught me how to care, I never cared so much. I try not to think of her, but I fall asleep and do, and drift off where the grass is green and the sky is baby blue. Baby blue was the color of her eyes, baby blue, like the Colorado skies, like a breath of spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Color of her eyes, baby blue, like the spring she came and left, and I still don't know why. So here's to you and whoever holds my baby blue tonight. Baby blue was the color of her eyes. Baby blue, like the color.
I'm like a little George Strait on a cloudy Monday morning, huh? Lift your spirits. Country classics are brought to you by Park Manor. Your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwy.com. They're on Facebook, too.
Like the Colorado skies, baby blue.
Well, disappointing loss, obviously, for the Badgers over the weekend, but what a game, huh? What a game. I tell you what, you get these teams, and it comes, so many of these games come down to a couple of three-pointers. You know, one missed, one guy made it, one guy missed it. The tip-in goes in. Or doesn't go in, the foul is called, isn't called, it's just a couple of different plays. Badgers had a tremendous season, I think, tremendous season. They very easily could have been in that Sweet 16, but the NCAA tournament, that's why it's so popular, because the games are, for the most part, pretty competitive. I was ready, Thursday, Friday, I was ready to come on the air and say, you know what, I think this whole NIL thing is making the NCAA a little imbalanced. There was some ugly games, but then Saturday and Sunday happened. And there were some pretty good games both of those days on Saturday, Sunday. So I kind of went back under my shell a little bit. I'm saying anything about that. Will the tournament ever expand, do you think? I mean, there's rumblings behind the scenes that it could expand up to like 96 teams at some point. There'll be a lot more money in that. So that would be the thing, of course, that would help to expand it. Would you have a problem with a tournament going from 68, I guess it is now, to 96 teams? You would have to, I don't know, I guess it would go another weekend, right? Or two, or into June, whatever it may be. There's revenue to be made there. They're thinking about it. They're thinking about it. We lost George Foreman over the weekend. Of course, the younger people would say, George Foreman, that's the guy who made the grill, right? Well, those of us who are a little bit longer in the tooth know him as a really good boxer. He was back in the Frazier, Ali, Foreman days. He was one of the legends of boxing back then. And I don't think my wife made this comment the other day. She said, isn't he the one who made that grill? And I said, I'm pretty sure he didn't make the grill. I said he put his name on it. But the George Foreman grill, although George Foreman is the man, of course, most closely associated with it, Foreman did not actually invent the George Foreman grill. That honor belongs to the, according to the Smithsonian, that honor goes to Michael Boehm, B-O-E-H-M, an Illinois-born man described as a lifelong tinkerer, a lifelong tinkerer. And now there's many versions, of course. Most of us on our counter have the little mini version of the George Foreman grill, where you can make a grilled cheese sandwich in there. You can make a... Grilled cheese sandwiches are probably the most popular, right? Like to take a piece of bread, put a little piece of luncheon meat or ham in there, a little slice of cheese, butter the outside of the bread, take that in there, you push that thing down here, oh, that's a wonderful sound. Then your wife then yells at you for not putting the grease guard, of course, in front, and the grease from butter spills all over the place, but you don't care. It's an easy, efficient way to make a grilled cheese sandwich, ham, whatever you want to put in it. You can put anything you want in there. It's a wonderful, wonderful invention. Thanks to tinkerer Michael Boehm for putting that together. And then he put George Foreman's name on it. I think they made a couple bucks off that. We'll get to our birthdays in just a moment. If you have somebody, 715-762-3221, 762-3221. Get us your birthdays, anniversaries. We'll run through our celebrants here in just a moment. Twice an hour, we'll get you news and sports. Let's get you updated right now.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. will consider the Trump administration's push to overturn the order that restrains the use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport alleged gang members.
The appeals panel includes appointees of two Republican presidents, including Trump, as well as an Obama nominee. The administration argues the men who've been subject to the use of the enemy's law have been thoroughly vetted as members of Tren de Aragua. But attorneys and relatives say several of those who've been sent to a Salvadoran prison are not members of the gang.
That's ABC's Stephen Portnoy in Saudi Arabia, a U.S. and Russian delegation meeting to discuss the possibility of ending the war in Ukraine. There are no Ukrainian representatives at these talks. A 15-year-old is the fourth person arrested in connection with Friday's shooting at a park in Las Cruces, New Mexico, that left three dead and over a dozen hurt. It was 2 years ago today that a Mississippi community was devastated by a powerful tornado. That community was hit by a tornado Sunday. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. There's going to be a Popeyes coming to Minocqua. According to an article from WJFW.com, this Popeyes is going to be in the former Burger King location on Highway 51, with construction slated to start next month, according to Electroflammo Business Development Corporation news release. Popeyes is best known for a variety of fried chicken, and the release also stated that the decision to bring Popeyes to Minocqua was made after extensive market research and strategic planning. This will be the northernmost Popeyes location in Minocqua and the only one in the area. With the necessary approvals in place, construction is set to begin in April. A preliminary opening date hasn't been set yet. However, the hope is to complete the project before fall. Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club at the Phillips Public Library. If you love talking to others about the books you've read and are always looking for new reading recommendations, this club may be for you. There are no specific books to read each month, and even if you don't like to share, you can come and listen and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Once again, as stated, since this is a Bring Your Own Book Club, there is no required reading. You can simply chat with others about books and get some reading ideas. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. Home sales are going up in Wisconsin, but so is the average median price of a home. Lisa Hale has details.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association's February report was released Thursday, and it shows the median price for a home in the state is now $305,000. That's almost an 11% increase over 12 months. The lack of available housing inventory means it's still a strong seller's market. Mortgage rates are up a bit. Average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 6.84%, up from 6.78% in February of 2024. Tom Larson, the CEO of WRA, said with the high demand for houses, low supply, and high mortgage rates, affordability is low and will remain so for the foreseeable future.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers women take the gold. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin women's hockey team with a thrilling 4-3 victory over the Ohio State Buckeyes to win the Frozen Four. Head coach Mark Johnson talked about the pressure on Kirsten Sims to score that penalty shot with just 18 seconds left to send it into overtime.
I wanted to see who wanted to step up and own it, who felt comfortable in the setting, because you can't have 1 ounce of negativity in your mind as you pick the puck up. It's got to be all positive, because if you think about what's going on, you're going to miss your putt, and you're going to miss the shot.
It's the eighth national championship for Johnson as head coach. The Badgers celebrating with fans tonight at a rally inside the LeBron Arena in Madison. NCAA basketball, the Badgers' men's season came to a bitter end after losing by 2 points to BYU. Wisconsin finished with 27 wins and 10 losses, their best record since 2017.
I'm really proud of this group, and the ending stinks, but the ride was a hell of a lot of fun.
As head coach Greg Gard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
All right, some birthdays, anniversaries. Happy birthday to Renee Petzl, who is celebrating today. Renee, your hubby and your family want to wish you a very, very happy birthday. Hope it's a great one for you, Renee. And we have Terry Ides, who celebrated yesterday also over the weekend. So, Terry, happy belated to you. If you're celebrating on this Monday, the 24th of March, you get to share your day with other celebrities such as Jessica Chastain. The redheaded two best actress Oscar nominations for her, winning for the Eyes of Tammy in 2022, and she was also up for Zero Dark Thirty in 2012. Peyton Manning is celebrating a birthday today. Funny man. There will be a generation, I'm sure, that will be unaware of Peyton Manning's ability to play football and will just know him as being a pretty entertaining guy. And he does all kinds of commercials, of course, and his podcast with his brother Eli. Peyton Manning, 49th birthday today. They talk about the all-time NFL great quarterbacks. When you analyze Peyton Manning and the fact that the last several years of his career, he went out and basically he was the offensive coordinator. He went out there, looked at the defense, moved people around. I don't want to say he was the original guy to go out audible and make all the calls, but he was the best at it at first. I mean, there's guys that are doing it fairly good now, but he started off his career horribly. He had a lot of interceptions his rookie year, but he ended up being pretty darn good, didn't he? Hall of Famer Peyton Manning. Allison Hannigan, the actress, is 51 today. Jim Parsons is 52 today. Jim is from The Big Bang Theory starred in The Big Bang Theory, if you watch that. Mike Vanderjack, Peyton Manning's one-time Colts teammate, holds the NFL record for consecutive field goals made. 42 in a row. 55 for Mike Vanderjack today. Lauren Bowles, the actress, is 55. We have Laura Flynn Boyle, the actress. Let's see who else that you might care about here. Star Jones, one-time New York assistant DA, parlayed a job as a legal commentator on Court TV. She's 63. Let's see. Donna Presco, the actress, co-starred in Saturday Night Fever, 71 today. Louis Anderson, funny man Louis Anderson, had a chance to see him many a year back down in Milwaukee. Minnesota guy, passed away back in 2022. Had a TV show, Baskets. Was it called Baskets, I think? Where he, Louis Anderson, played an elderly woman. It's a pretty funny show. 1953, Louis Anderson was born. Passed in 2022. The guy who designed those fancy schmancy clothes, Tommy Hilfiger, he is 74 today. Steve McQueen, barely recognized by the Academy Awards, one nomination for The Sand Pebbles. He was one of the most charismatic actors of his generation. The Magnificent Seven, The Great Escape, The Thomas Crown Affair, Papillon. Oh, yeah. Steve McQueen. He was kind of a man's man, wasn't he? Yeah. Born on this day in 1931. He passed in 1980. Norman Fell, the veteran character, kind of a character actor. He found his greatest fame as Mr. Roper. Not the Don Knotts Roper, the other one from the Three's Company. He played a landlord on the big screen as well, renting an apartment to Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate. Norman Fell, born on this day, 1924, passed 1998. Clyde Barrow, he and Bonnie Parker, Rob Banks in the 30s. They were Bonnie and Clyde. You've probably seen the movies. Passed in 1934. And Harry Houdini. There certainly have been a lot of movies made about the Harry Houdini life, legendary escape artist, who was played by Tony Curtis in a biopic. 1874, Harry Houdini was born. He passed back in 1926.
98Q Country Text to Win Contest is brought to you by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, your exclusive sponsor. Stop in and sign up for the Yeti or Not Cooler Giveaway. Drawing to be held April 31st. D&D Tire and Auto Center, keeping you rolling and winning with 98Q Country.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together. It is time to head on down to Wheelway and visit with Pete. How are we doing there, Pete?
Rock and rolling. How about yourself?
I heard the cash grabbing is getting crazy down there, Pete.
A lot of cash we've been giving away, Joel.
Yeah, I saw that. I've been seeing the post on Facebook. And even more importantly than the cash grab, of course, is we're getting people into some good low-mileage vehicles, getting them a good, reliable car, make their quality of life a little bit better, right?
Absolutely. We're all transparent with all our vehicles. We do all the recon. We get them ready. They do in 60-point inspection tests. We have a bunch of new inventory that has hit the lot this week. Make sure you check our website at wheelwayautoswithans.com or come on down and test drive a vehicle today.
All right. If you're looking for a vehicle, again, wheelwayautos.com. They're all listed on there. You guys can do it all in one shot if they want to, right? Don't burn vacation days running everywhere. You guys can make it all happen in one place.
Hey, work smarter, not harder, right, Joel? We can do everything right here. It's a one-stop shop. If you can't make it down here, go on our website, wheelwayautoswithans.com, fill out a credit app, you can drive one home today, or give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467. Do it the right way. Come to Wheelway. A lot of deals and money saved with these vehicles. And get in the bank vault and grab a bunch of cash here today.
Cash grab. Wheelway is just a couple miles south of Park Falls on Highway 13. Check them out today at wheelwayautos.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
A little breezy this morning, but the wind will die down this afternoon, and we will be mostly sunny by later this afternoon. Our high 42 today. Tonight, clear 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. By Wednesday, it will be partly cloudy with a high of 48. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 23.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna leave. I just had that one drink, and we've all gotta be up early, boys. We ought to shut her down. Just take it to the house for anybody starts getting crazy. So I started walking across the floor before I got to the door. Oh no, somebody just bought a shot of that Patron. Hang on, I just might have to stay. Trying to do, oh no, it would be so wrong.
listen to this.
Playing the new country first.
I'm Riley Green.
Picked a damn good day to leave me sitting here, cooler full of keystones.
Sounds good to me.
This night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Sweet 98Q Country.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Now get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You'll find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops. This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are. When the water's high, when the weather's not so bad, when the well runs dry, who's gonna be there? You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast. Never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Yeah, yeah. You find out who your friends are. Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch, swing out in the middle of nowhere. Oh, man, I've been there. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare.
98Q Country.
Still keep
'cause it's hot out, 'cause we're John Bones sitting with a light out, 'cause we're a little messed up, but it's cheaper than a dang old shrink. That's why we drink.
Justin Moore on 98Q. Oh, we're hoping to get some sunshine out there at some point here today to burn off those roads, but the clouds are thick right now. And be careful as you venture out, especially those back roads and some of those roads that have shaded areas that may not be melted much. It still can happen today. Just got to be careful. Got to be very careful out there. I mentioned earlier this morning that was just continue to be confused about gas prices, how they go up and down 10, 15, 20 cents every day, it seems like. And also confused as to why Park Falls is cheaper than everybody else, 10 to 15 cents cheaper than Phillips, 20 cents cheaper than I traveled. It makes no sense because I traveled to Menominee down by Eau Claire on Saturday. And the gas prices up here, I think, started out, I think they were $2.95 or $2.97. Went to Phillips. They're like $8,000 a gallon. They're always more expensive than Phillips. They went up to like $3.10 or something. Went down to Cadott and Ladysmith and Eau Claire. And just, there's no rhyme or reason to the prices. There's absolutely no rhyme or reason. It used to be, they always said, well, you know, some places the distributors have to come farther, so it's more expensive. That's out the door. That was a bunch of hogwash. And I went on Google, of course, which was my first mistake, and I put in there, you know, how do we determine the cost of gas prices? And when you listed all the factors in there that go into the cost of a gallon of gas, it's even more confusing by the time you get done reading it. And I'm not complaining because I think, you know, $2 to $3 for a gallon is probably all right. Although last year, ExxonMobil made almost $34 billion in profit off of the gas you and I buy. That seems like a bit much, but it's manageable. It's manageable. But the fluctuation of the prices still, I have yet to have anyone in my 25 years of radio, I have asked many, many times for people like own a gas station to call and explain it to me. I've never once had one person willing to do it. Never, never, ever, ever, ever. So if you want to, I would love to hear the explanation of why it goes up and down 15, 20 cents every day and why Park Falls, which is the most isolated town, you know, it would seem, you know, Phillips is closer to, I don't know. It's just baffling. All the years I lived here, Park Falls was always higher in gas prices, and now we're a little bit lower. It's just confusing. I just want to understand. Did you see over the weekend that there's always been a story about a guy from Minnesota who was accused of stealing a pair of ruby red slippers that belonged to Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, stole it from a museum in Minnesota. So the guy who was accused, it doesn't say convicted of, accused of stealing those, died this past weekend, 77 years old, he passed away. There's no word on, I have not seen a word on how he passed away or anything like that. I would suspect it. Don't do it, Joel. Don't. No, a house didn't fall. I don't know. No. But no word of whether the ruby red slippers have shown up at all. It's a tough accusation to live with. So that will continue, the original ruby red slippers. And I heard a stand-up comedian a few years back was talking about the whole logistics of the house falling on the Wicked Witch, and the fact that there was a coroner in Munchkinland who came out and sang the song, you know, sang the song declaring that She was dead, definitely dead. And then it brought to mind the question of how many crimes are there in Munchkin Land that they needed a coroner? There didn't seem like a lot. It didn't seem like there was a lot of people who lived in Munchkin Land, but they had a coroner, which maybe would lead to some other stories, stuff going out of Munchkin Land.
Attention all Northwoods sports people. Wisconsin's hunting and fishing seasons are just around the corner. Bader Sports Center in Phillips has what you need to make it a productive year in the great outdoors. From shotguns, rifles, and ammunition to fishing, boating, and camping supplies to clothing and footwear, Bader Sports Center has what you need. Don't forget to purchase your DNR licenses, available now for the 2025 season. Need to renew a boat or ATV registration? Bader's can take care of that too. Bader Sports Center, next to Pick and Save in Phillips.
Ashland Matt is hiring. They're seeking a maintenance manager, industrial millwright, for a full-time, high-impact position. The successful candidate will be able to commit to a 50-plus hour work week while taking on a rewarding challenge and elevating their career. If you're ready to dive into the heart of the forest industry, join Ashland Matt, a company dedicated to sustainable logging, innovation, and excellence. To learn more, visit beasleygroup.com or call 912-375-5174, extension 4930.
Yeti or not, here comes your chance to win. 98Q Country's Text to Win contest is brought to you by D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls. Stop in and sign up for the Yeti or Not cooler giveaway. The drawing's April 30th, 2025. D&D Tire and Auto Center, keeping you rolling and winning with 98Q Country.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Second Lady Usha Vance announced on her social media page she's making a trip to Greenland.
I'm also coming to celebrate the long history of mutual respect and cooperation between our nations, and to express hope that our relationship will only grow stronger in the coming years.
But Greenland's prime minister told a local newspaper the countries are now at a level where it can in no way be characterized as a harmless visit from a politician's wife, referring to President Trump's comments about U.S. interests in Greenland and the fact that the National Security Advisor and Energy Secretary will be part of the delegation. A U.S. delegation's in Saudi Arabia right now meeting with Russian officials for talks focused on ending the war in Ukraine. In Washington, a three-judge panel we'll hear arguments over the Trump administration's bid to use the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected gang members and sentencing today for a Kenyan man affiliated with the Al-Shabaab group convicted of attempting a 9/11-style terror attack in Atlanta. This is ABC News.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-